ranked one of America's top research universities, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries on UWM today. Here's the host, Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor of University Relations.
Each year, more than 150,000 Americans learn that their cancer has spread or metastasized to their brain. The UWM App Brewery has now partnered with Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network to develop a smartphone app that streamlines communication among doctors who are treating those patients. The app not only allows a team of doctors and specialists to reach a consensus on the patient's care, but it also recommends best treatment options. On this edition of UWM Today, we're going to introduce you to two of the people who helped make the new technology possible. Dustin Hahn is project manager of UWM's App Brewery, and Dr. Joseph Bovey is a radiation oncologist with Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Clinical Care Cancer Network. He is also a professor of radiation oncology and neurosurgery at MCW. Welcome to both of you, Dustin, Joe. It's really great to have you on today's program.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Happy to be here.
We're going to begin with Dustin just to set the frame for our listeners in terms of, first of all, what the App Brewery is. We know that the university teaches students how to do some amazing things with computers, but the App Brewery goes a step further in terms of moving beyond what you learn in the textbook. Give us a quick description, Dustin, of the App Brewery.
Sure, Tom. So what we do at the App Brewery is we take those brilliant minds in various disciplines that the university teaches. And what we are allowed to do then is bring them into real world experiences, put them on real actual projects, from building apps to building websites to developing their soft skills and really helping them increase their resume. So they can, when they join the workforce, they can actually hit the ground running working at some of our partner organizations such as Northwestern Mutual or the Medical College or just really, again, hit the ground running in their field, in their career.
And how old do the students have to be, or how far along in their education do they have to be in order to begin this real world hands-on experience in the App Brewery?
We don't really have a particular like set. You need to be a certain degree or you need to be a certain level. You come with a passion and a desire to learn and the excitement and the energy to put forth what you can and want to learn every single time that you, at the time, set foot in the lab, but now every time we meet virtually, and we'll go ahead and we'll put forth the effort and energy to help guide them in the path that they want to take for their future.
Well, we're going to talk more about the role that students have in just a little bit, but I want to introduce now Dr. Joseph Bovey again. Joe, it's really wonderful that you are able to connect with UWM at this level. I recall as I was getting ready for this program, the old ad that ran years ago when smartphones first came out and apps for your mobile phone were possible. And the great commercial was, there's an app for that. Do you want to do this? There's an app for that.
I
suspect that nobody imagined that there would be an app to help cancer patients when cell phone technology came along. How did you and the medical college end up partnering with Dustin and his team at the university?
Sure. That's a great question, Tom. You know, I think we as a profession were somewhat surprised that we were going to be able to have a mobile technology solution or a mobile application solution help us with some of the challenges that we had with regard to communicating with a large group of teams in order to help streamline and manage complex patients. How the whole project started out was a few years back. My mentor and current chair of my department, Dr. Christopher Schultz, and I were chatting that when we were discussing patients with brain metastases in our tumor board, in our regular in-person tumor board, that we always felt like we were recreating the wheel with regard to recommendations for treatment and what we considered our own standard of care based upon the current available phase 3 data. And so what we ended up doing was creating an algorithm that we had just put on paper. And the algorithm for brain metastases got to be so complex that that piece of paper ended up being an 11 by 17 sheet of paper, something that's a little bit difficult to carry around in your pocket. So one of my other colleagues had previously worked with Dustin on another project in creating an application specific to testing patients' memory during surgery, during brain surgery, and had a wonderful experience with him. And when he looked at my algorithm, he said, "Well, Joe, you realize what you have here is basically the wireframe for a mobile application, right?" And I was like, "Well, no, I didn't realize that actually, but thanks for the heads up." So he had gotten Dustin and I in contact with one another, and that's how the project started.
And so, Dustin, you got the call from Joe and the rest of his team interested in developing this app. What happened next? Did you, in fact, have everything you need to get rolling, or did you have to go back and ask the team at Freightert and MCW a question or two before you built this app?
Yeah, there were a number of question sessions I think that we had, because you know we had actually come off of doing this this brain surgery app, and it was a heavy lift, and now all of a sudden we're being sort of thrown into, hey, I think Joe presented it to me originally of like, hey, do you want to kind of help treat cancer? And I was like, hold on a second, I mean, this is really impactful. This is huge. This is going to make a difference in people's lives. And it originally just started out as the algorithm. And again, looking at it, I'm like, okay, this is not too far fetched. This is very doable. He had all of the lines connecting, all of the dots, and I could see what we needed to put together. And it was just a matter of, now let's start digging in a little bit deeper as to how people are going to be using this. And I think, we left it at that. And originally, correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, it originally started out as just focused on educational, getting people the ability to educate what Joe and his colleagues see every day, and putting it out to more of the private practice or more of the practitioner level, just so they could share the knowledge. And I think a few more meetings and it morphed into something more impactful for his team.
I have to ask, Dustin, do you have any medical training yourself, or do any of the students who help build this medical app have training in science? Or
none of us yet. I'm thinking, Tom, when I'm sort of done with this mobile app thing, especially with the projects we work on with our colleagues over at the medical college, can I get like a emeritus medical doctorate degree or something? I don't know.
Well, and I think that's an important point to make, though, and something that I have highlighted in other interviews and articles that Dustin and I have been featured in. I have to give an absolute tip of the cap to Dustin and his team to come in as non-experts with a very complex algorithm and a very complex group of patients that we're working with. And just through asking the right questions and the number of meetings that we had before we even had the first iteration of the app, which I think, Dustin, was like over around 6 months in length, actually, they took a very complex problem and approached this in a way that made them seem almost like content experts. And I think that is something to definitely give credit to Dustin and his team for, to take what we envision as how we want this app to work, and then actually put that into action, and to give us a workable product based upon this complex algorithm. So that was incredibly impressive from my perspective.
So Dr. Bovee, tell us how it works. How do you, sure, and your colleagues, do you literally pull your phone out and when you are dealing with a patient with brain cancer and you start looking at your phone, is that step one?
Well, that is pretty much step one, but I think it's important to understand kind of all the working pieces that the app actually incorporates. The algorithm that we've created is not unique. It's basically a choose your own adventure, so to speak, with regard to the best practice for management of patients with brain metastases. And that's the very first outward facing screen that you come to when you first download and interact with the app. You know, brain metastases management, as we've highlighted multiple times in this discussion, is very complex. These are complex patients that can present either, you know, perfectly fine with not a symptom in the world, walking in off the street, or they can be incredibly sick in the intensive care unit, intubated, needing urgent surgical intervention. And so we baked all those complexities into a usable wireframe algorithm that people can choose their pathway based upon the patient's diagnosis, based upon the volume of disease that they have in their brain, what their pathology is, what their performance status is, and all of those decisions boil down then to a decision for treatment. That decision for treatment, then what we've done as an addition to the app is to support that then with the documents, links to the documents that support that specific treatment recommendation based upon the pathway that they have chosen through the app. The coolest feature, though, that I think we've highlighted most in these discussions about the app is that we have created a secure end-to-end encrypted environment for the five disciplines, the five medical disciplines that we have involved in the decision-making for patients with brain metastases to securely communicate with one another in a way to develop a consensus plan of care. And how this came about was that we were noticing that there were significant challenges with the timely management of our inpatients with brain metastases in coming to a consensus plan of care. Because when you're an inpatient, you're basically under the care of one specific team, and then that team reaches out for consultation to the other disciplines that may be necessary to interact with that patient while they're inpatient to develop that plan of care, where those consults can happen anywhere over 24 to 48 hours. And so that's a significant amount of time that the patients are waiting there in order to have that consensus plan of care generated. Well, if we get everybody in conversation with one another through a messaging or through messaging that is included in that application, in our mobile application, we can develop a consensus plan of care within hours as opposed to days. And we have demonstrated this on with data that we've collected since our program and our application went live in March of 2020.
So it actually affects how long a patient might be in the hospital if you're all meeting virtually.
That's exactly it, Tom. You know, we have neurosurgery, neuro-oncology, radiation oncology, medical oncology, and palliative care all discussing this patient's case in real time. And what we demonstrated actually with a presentation that we just gave last month at a large national stage was that we basically reduced that patient's length of stay by upwards of 2 days, actually, a 2-day reduction in their length of stay, which in the era of cost consciousness with healthcare administration, that's a huge difference when you consider the volume of brain metastases patients that we see on an annual basis.
Well, and not only are you saving money, but you're probably really helping patients who are waiting for the verdict, right? The anxiety and the absolute stress that there must be as you are laying in a bed wondering what's next.
And that's the absolute most important thing that we do. We can expedite these patients' plan of care and get them going with treatments that are critical to their outcomes.
You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. I'm Tom Lujack. Good to have you with us this week. And our topic is, I think, just fascinating. It's a wonderful partnership between the Medical College and Frederick Hospital and UWM as a team of students and professionals at the university have built a smartphone app to help doctors who treat patients with brain metastasis to identify the best course of treatment and do that in a quicker and more efficient way than ever before. Dr. Joseph Bovey from Frederick and MCW is one of our guests. Alongside him, Dustin Hahn, project manager of UWM's App Brewery. Dustin, I want to come back to you and ask about the students who are helping to build this. I earlier queried whether or not any of these students have medical training, and the answer was no. But they are learning, or at least being in an environment where they're exposed to a tremendous amount of information about health treatment for this dreadful disease. How is the creation of an app affected the students? Has it made them more committed to working in technology that they are engaged in at the App Brewery, or have any of the students recoiled and said, "This is too heavy. This is too much. I'm not sure that I can do this." What's been the student experience?
Yeah, our students that come to us and work in our lab, they're ready for the challenge. And in fact, oftentimes, especially in Dr. Bovey's project, it was come on guys, we got to go. It's the end of the day. You got to focus on studies. And I would find out, I would get messages, towards the, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night saying, "Oh, I figured it out." So they were obviously so committed to it that they were willing to go and do their classroom. They were in their lecture hall at the time pre-COVID, and they were doing what they need to do. But these problems would sort of just fester with them, and they'd be like, "I got to be able to figure this out." And as a result, I think we came up with a more robust solution. And we don't look at it from a, I could try to be the liaison of the pseudo medical professional, but for us, it's just looking at data and how do we present that data in a usable, in a really easy manner. Because when I presented this project to the team, I basically said, nobody knows if you're going to get cancer, but gee, wouldn't it be nice if your cancer docs can actually communicate more efficiently and that you can get treatment quicker? And I think that really struck a chord with everyone, because I think cancer's, touches everybody's lives in some way, shape, or form. And if we can actually say, "Hey, we're helping this," not going and getting a medical degree, but we're actually helping this part of this process to help people, that kind of makes you feel a little bit better than just putting something on a resume.
Little different from TikTok, right? Developing an entertainment app with the positive outcomes that come here. Dr. Bovey, how do your fellow physicians feel about the app? Was there a learning curve involved, or did they see this as a threat because you were disrupting the normal course of consultation in a hospital?
Sure. That's a great question, Tom. I'm fortunate to work with a group of colleagues that are fairly tech savvy. I think all of us look upon our smartphones as critical to what we do on a day-to-day basis. But, having been a smartphone user for a long time, I think all of us can recognize the brilliance of good app design versus bad app design. And again, I think I have to give Dustin and his team a lot of credit for being so thoughtful with regard to the user interface that is so elegantly simple that it's really difficult to mess that up or to have any frustration with regards to the utilization of the app. In addition to that, as the messaging piece that we use to communicate with one another was designed, it looks very similar to messaging apps that are already baked into the Apple and Android operating systems. So I think that ease of use and familiarity that they had with those systems already, and the fact that Dustin and his team were able to create a similar process through their own app design, it made it very easy for my colleagues to adopt that. And so, at this point in time, what we have kind of dubbed our virtual tumor board group is about 20 members deep. And while we only necessitate one member of each of the five disciplines to kind of be on call with the virtual tumor board experience on a weekly basis, we don't limit people from joining in on those discussions if they have availability. And it's really interesting that almost everybody wants to be a part of those discussions. And it does add to the value and depth of discussion that we're able to have for those patients by having so many participants at one time. The broader general group of users that we have right now, Tom, has really far exceeded any of my expectations. At this point, we have about 120 general users just at our Frederick campus alone. And that spans multiple disciplines. And we've had patients submitted to us for discussion in the virtual tumor board environment from people far outside of just our oncology groups on campus. And so that's actually, I think, been the biggest benefit is the reach that we've been able to get through the advertisements that we've done only at Frederick Hospital alone.
Yeah, I was going to ask, well, this app was initially started to help you treat patients with brain cancer. There are, unfortunately, a host of other cancers. Do you see this system applicable to the rest of the body?
100% yes. And even just beyond cancer, I think any situation in medicine where you have multiple teams that are needing to interact and communicate with one another in real time that aren't necessarily all at the same place and at the same time, this technology that Dustin and his team have created would be of absolute benefit to them. And I think too, you know, Dustin had mentioned in the times of COVID, you know, I can't imagine a better situation for us to have made ourselves immediately relevant in an era where in-person meetings, large groups of in-person meetings are frowned upon, you know, in the current environment. We're able to conduct our meetings almost entirely virtually now. And so I don't think we could have had a better launching point than this horrible pandemic to make ourselves immediately relevant in meeting virtually to discuss complex situations and come up with that plan of care without any of us being in the same room.
Yeah, right place at the right time. How about the patients? Do they have any idea that this exists? And is there ever any interaction of the patient with the app?
We do talk to the patients with regard to how we've kind of so quickly generated that consensus plan of care. At this point, though, the ability to download and interact with that app is on a permission basis only. We kind of control which users within our own hospital system can access that. And there's safety and security reasons as to why that is, of course. And so this wouldn't be an app that a patient would outwardly be able to download. But we do talk with them about that. And some of them stand in awe with regard to you know, how quickly we've been able to communicate and have five different disciplines within medicine come together to come up with that plan of care. And you can almost see the reassurance on their face that, yes, we have talked to the surgeon. Yes, we have talked to your medical oncologist. We've engaged with your radiation oncologist. And this is what everyone recommends. They get a great deal of calm and satisfaction that there has been much thought and discussion that's been put into that plan of care for them.
How about the administrators at Frederick? Have they shown the same appreciation as you and your physician fellows have?
Yeah, and I think that's one thing that it's important to highlight our the great relationship that we have with our parent hospital, Frederick. You know, actually the app was born as a joint venture between Frederick and Medical College of Wisconsin. And actually the Cancer Center Administration has been strongly supportive of this program to the point where actually one of our senior VPs in the Cancer Center service line and I had just recently done a joint virtual presentation highlighting the benefits of this app for a quality and safety group that was a nationwide meeting that we had presented at. And that was just, a great showing of the union of both the clinical side of medicine and the administrative side of medicine to recognize that we can certainly come together and reach those hands across the aisle and come up with something that at the end of the day benefits our patients, which is the most important thing.
Question for both of you, Dustin and Dr. Bovee. Do you see the app becoming a piece of technology that could be sold or shared with hospitals far beyond Milwaukee and Wisconsin?
Dustin, would you like to take that one first?
Go ahead, Joe.
Sure. So I think we do recognize the value in what we've created. And the reason that we've recognized this is that even at our own institution, we have had groups from cardiology reach out to us with regard to the creation of a similar app for the management of endocarditis, which is inflammation of the heart, because that involves multiple disciplines. We've had groups from anesthesiology reach out for developing an app for better communication between their teams. So I think I stand back a little in awe about just the publicity that we've gained with what we've done with Nimble, our mobile application, and how people are recognizing its applicability to multiple other areas, even outside of cancer care.
And Dustin, this has to be a great advertisement for the App Brewery in terms of inviting other community members to come and take advantage of your services.
Yeah, it is, Tom. I mean, when people start hearing what we're capable of doing and, you know, our commitment to the community and our commitment to our students, it often strikes a chord and they're like, hey, maybe we should try something. And then they start questioning their own processes, much like what Dr. Bovey did with his algorithm.
Yeah. And I should point out, and I'll let you actually put in a plug, you've worked with a lot of other community partners besides Fraterd and MCW building very different kinds of apps.
Yeah, we've worked with the Milwaukee Public Museum, the Sojourner Family Peace Center. You know, we've worked with the Milwaukee County on an intro transit app that they've sort of taken over. And of course, we're supporting our students with our UWM mobile app as well. It gives them, you know, class information. It gives them, you know, what's the weather like today? What are things that are going on campus? How do I get to campus? You know, and things like that. So in today, I think a lot of our students rely on their phone and we're using mobile technology to help them with that.
Well, wonderful example of the partnership between UWM and Fraterd and the Medical College and many other nonprofits in the area that all are committed to serving the public. So, folks, you have just shared a great story with us. Congratulations on a amazing piece of technology that you've built. And best of luck to both of you as you look at new ways of using technology to help people. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom. We appreciate the opportunity to share what we've done.
Thank you.
Dr. Joseph Bovey, radiation oncologist at Fraterd and the Medical College of Wisconsin's Clinical Cancer Network. He's also a professor at MCW, along with Dustin Hahn, project manager of UWM's App Brewery. Both our guests talking about amazing technology being developed here on campus to help serve the community. That's all for this week's program. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week at the same time. Take care, everybody. I'm Tom Lujack.
You've been listening to UWM Today with host Tom Lujack, the weekly program where you get to meet the people behind one of America's top research universities, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Playing a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin, UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Learn more at uwm.edu.